Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap Tuesday's news and notes from the Diamond and get you ready for a full Wednesday of action at 6 day games and nine afternoon games on Wednesday. So let's get crack-a-lackin' on the news and notes from Tuesday. Started off the day with Avisel Garcia being DFA'd by the Miami Marlins. Garcia was hitting 240 with two home runs over 18 games with the Marlins this season. Last year hit 185 over 37 games with the Marlins. The fun part to this whole situation for a cheap Miami team, the Marlins still owe Garcia $53 million in his four-year deal. So that's pretty wild stuff, but he was a fat that needed to be trimmed on a Marlins team that wants to play more Jesus Sanchez, Brian De La Cruz, and young players from their minors. So Garcia gone. Curious to see what team takes a chance on him that needs a fourth or fifth outfielder. But for now, Avi is gone. Some good news out of Arizona. Jordan Lawler is close to joining AAA for a rehab assignment after missing 2 months due to thumb surgery. The Diamondbacks and manager Taylor Lovello already said that once Lawler is ready to go, he'll be back with the D-backs immediately, basically. They're chomping at the bit to get Jordan Lawler back up with the big club. Now, he could take Blaze Alexander's spot at shortstop. That makes sense. Geraldo Perdomo is about probably 3 weeks away from rejoining the team. There's also a chance where I could see Jordan Lawler taking Eugenio Suarez's spot. Suarez has been just dreadful this season. So I could see a world where that comes into play, and we'll see how that pans out going forward. The Baltimore Orioles needed starting pitching help, so they signed Julio Teheran on Tuesday. Teheran allowed 4 runs over 2 2/3 innings in his only start this season with the Mets. This is strictly an arm with a pulse until the Orioles can find more suitable options to join their rotation, as they're still in need of starting pitching. Bowden Francis of the Toronto Blue Jays was activated from IL on Tuesday, and he was the long man after Trevor Richards opened the game for the Jays. Francis threw 3 1/3 innings, allowing 4 runs while striking out 2. Not the best return you could hope for. Trevor Williams of the Washington Nationals has been a fantasy goldmine this year, and everyone's been waiting for the other shoe to drop. This wasn't the shoe they were hoping for, though. Williams was placed on the IL on Tuesday with a flexor strain. He'll be shut down from throwing for 2 weeks before being further evaluated. DJ Hurz will be recalled to take Williams' spot in the rotation. Hurz made the start on Tuesday. At AAA this year, over 9 starts, Hurz had a 3.75 ERA with 42 strikeouts and 36 innings pitched. Captain Jack Sawinski was recalled from the Pittsburgh Pirates on Tuesday, and he homered in his first at-bat after Tyler Glasnow. Ji-Hwan Bae was placed in the IL. You'd imagine Sawinski is still in a platoon situation, but good to see him back doing Jack Sawinski things. The Atlanta Braves have needed some depth, and they now got some. Brian Anderson is joining the Atlanta Braves. He signed a major league deal with the Braves on Tuesday. He was with the team in Boston as well. Anderson is, we talked about on yesterday's show, Chad O'Tromp's getting sent back to AAA, no corresponding move. Well, Brian Anderson's that move. That's the corresponding move. Anderson was hitting 270 with 6 home runs over 42 AAA games with the Seattle Mariners. Blake Dunn of the Cincinnati Reds was called up to make his major league debut on Tuesday. Dunn was 0 for 2 with a run scored in his debut. He hit 223 with 4 home runs and 9 stolen bases over 44 games at AAA. Nick Martini was sent back to AAA. Lubob Luis Robert Jr. was activated from the IL on Tuesday, and he went deep. Good to be back, Lubob. Appreciate you. Some other moves in Chicago. Tommy Pham went on the IL with an ankle injury he suffered with his incident with William Contreras. And Dominic Fletcher went on the IL with a shoulder injury we've talked about a few days ago when he collided into the outfield wall. Duke Ellis and Zach DeLoach were recalled to take their spots on the roster. Ellis was hitting 258 with 1 home run and 34 steals in 39 AA games, while DeLoach was hitting 281 with 2 home runs and 10 steals over 44 games at AAA. Neither started for the White Sox on Tuesday, but Ellis did pinch run in the ninth inning, immediately stealing second base, which makes sense with 34 steals. But then the irony of it, gets picked off immediately at second base. So, yeah, yin and yang of that whole situation. Chicago White Sox in a nutshell. Willier Abreu, this is a bummer. Abreu recently injured his ankle while walking down the dugout steps and is going to see a specialist for his injured ankle. Abreu is placed on the IL, and seeing a specialist is never a good thing, but we'll wait and hope for the best news. Catcher Tyler Heineman was recalled from AAA. Trey Cabbage of the Houston Astros was recalled from AAA on Tuesday, sending Gray Kessinger back to AAA. Cabbage getting the call makes us think Kyle Tucker may miss a few games with his shin injury. Cabbage was hitting .265 with 9 home runs and 9 steals over 31 games at AAA. It's pretty serviceable. I'm not that interested in adding Cabbage in fantasy just yet, but he's worth watching if he gets regular playing time and gets hot. He could be streaky, could be a stream from time to time. Luis Urias of the Seattle Mariners was released by the Mariners as he cleared waivers and did not want to go to AAA. Something to think about there. Good news for Milwaukee, who needs some starting pitching help in a big way. We mentioned yesterday that they're hoping to get some more back soon rather than later with Robert Gasser's injury. But you got something coming on Wednesday. Aaron Ashby was with the Brewers on Tuesday, and he'll return from the IL on Wednesday to make the start. In 9 AAA starts for Ashby, Ashby had a 6.80 ERA with 43 strikeouts and 43 and two-thirds innings. He allowed 2 runs, though, over his last 2 starts with 8 strikeouts and 12 and a third innings. There's always some huge expectations for Aaron Ashby, so hopefully a good start on Wednesday will make him fantasy relevant on this weekend's Fab cycle. Some more news on Evan Carter, who hit the IL with a fractured back. On Tuesday, the Rangers said Carter will be out for a month with his back injury. He's a drop in most formats. Christian Javier of the Houston Astros, it became official on Tuesday that Javier will undergo Tommy John surgery, ending his 2024 season. Jack Flaherty left his start on Tuesday after 60 pitches with back tightness. After the game, Flaherty said he was precautionary and expects to make his next start. Beat reporters did say that Flaherty had a tough time getting comfortable just to talk to them at his locker after the game. Time will tell on this one. The Tigers do have a couple extra off days coming up, so Flaherty could get some extra rest and still keep his spot in the rotation. Let's hope for the best on this one. Sean Murphy of the Atlanta Braves was removed from Tuesday's game after getting hit by a pitch in the elbow in the 9th inning. It looked nasty. Instant swelling. It was just an ugly-looking image there. But after the game, x-rays were negative on the injury. We'll see how this goes, though. For now, he's day-to-day, but with swelling involved, it's hard to see how the x-rays look. Usually a CT scan or something comes into play. So let's wait and see. But there's some massive swelling out the gate for Murphy. So sadly, I'm expecting the worst in this scenario. But again, we'll wait and see. Some Cleveland Guardians starting rotation news. Nick Sandlin will start for the Guardians on Wednesday, likely as an opener. Logan Allen will be available out of the bullpen. And Tanner Bibee will now start on Thursday, something to monitor in your daily leagues. Tyler O'Neill, he's hoping to return from the IL on Wednesday from his knee injury. We mentioned when he got the cortisone shot that he'd be out for a couple days and hope to return at the minimum stint on the IL, being tomorrow, Wednesday, or today, Wednesday, when you're listening to the show. So hopefully he's back in the lineup. The last but not least happened late on Tuesday evening. Andrés Muñoz left Tuesday's outing with a back injury. He had a collision at the plate trying to cover home. Apparently, Muñoz has been dealing with a back injury for a few weeks now, and he will undergo an MRI on Wednesday. Ryan Stanek should be the next man in line to get saves with Muñoz out, as Stanek has had a few saves this year. Peguero got the save on Tuesday night because Stanek already pitched the 8th. I have a feeling Stanek's the dude going forward, so keep that in mind. All right, before we look at the day's hitting highlights and a peek at Wednesday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Tuesday. Ryan Mountcastle, 2 for 5, 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. Big night for the Mountcastle. Over his last 13 games, he's heating up a bit, folks. Mountcastle's hitting .385, 4 home runs, 10 runs scored, and 11 RBIs. Alec Burleson continues to hit home runs. He went 1 for 2 with a solo shot and a walk on Tuesday. Over the last 18 games for Burleson, he's hitting .297 with 5 home runs, 12 runs scored, 9 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases. Been preaching him as a fab target for a few weeks. He's probably gone in most formats now, but he's been quite productive since that took place. And George Springer might be waking up, folks. 1 for 3 with a home run on Tuesday. And over the last 8 games for Springer, he's hitting .385 with 2 homers, 9 runs scored, and 4 RBIs. For those that were patient, you're about to get a big second half of the season, I think, from George Springer. So have some fun with that one. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Tuesday. Frankie Montas goes into Coors, 7 shutout innings, 1 hit, 2 walks, 9 Ks. He had a no-no through 6. Montas had 20 whiffs and a 33% CSW on 96 pitches. Just outstanding stuff. Like, I rostered him in some leagues. I dropped him in some this past week. Didn't start him for the 2-step. He's in Coors and Great American against the Cubs. It's a nasty setup. But, man, Montas looked great. It hasn't been that way of late, so let's see where he goes in his next start later this week. Patrick Sandoval continues to dazzle. I've been a big fan of his, adding him everywhere. Six innings, one run, four hits, one walk, and seven Ks for the Irish Panda. Sandoval had 17 whiffs and a 36% CSW on 100 pitches versus the San Diego Padres. That's big boy stuff there. Sandoval has allowed two runs or less in five of his last seven starts, with 43 Ks and 39 and two-thirds innings pitched. Definitely a streamer slash almost startable every week in 15s. So keep an eye on Patrick Sandoval. And then we usually try to like add surprise guys, but I had to throw this one out there. Luis Eel continues to be awesome. Six shutout innings, one hit, three walks, six Ks versus the Twins on Tuesday night. Eel had 10 whiffs and a 27% CSW over 88 pitches. And just a couple things here. First, from Sarah Lang's Slang on Sports. Luis Eel has seven consecutive outings of six or more innings with one or zero runs allowed, the longest streak in Yankees history. Wrap your head around that, folks. One of the most storied, if not the most storied franchise in all of baseball, Luis Eel, first one to ever do that. And then secondly here, over his last seven starts, Eel has thrown 44 and two-thirds innings pitched. That's averaging over six innings a start, which makes sense. 50 strikeouts, a 0.60 ERA, and a 0.67 whip. That's bonkers. Bonkers stat from Luis Eel. He has a 1.82 ERA, which is the lowest by a Yankee starting pitcher through 12 starts since 1985. That is just ridiculous. That stat was courtesy of Underdog Sports, Underdog MLB. So just crazy stuff there from Luis Eel, and kudos to him. Wanted to bring those tweets up here as he's just been so, so good. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and Reed's daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Tuesday. Paul Sewald picked up his sixth save of the year as the D-backs took down the Giants. Emmanuel Clase saved number 19 going up against the Royals. David Bednar saved 12 versus the Dodgers. Pete Fairbanks saved 7 versus the Marlins. Jason Foley saved 12 versus the Texas Rangers. That's been impressive. Hector Neris picked up his eighth save of the year versus the White Sox. Ryan Pressly picked up his first save of the year for the Astros as they took down the St. Louis Cardinals. Remember, folks, Josh Hader not pitching back-to-back days. Carlos Estevez picked up his 10th save of the year versus the Padres, and Taylor Cicedo, who I mentioned earlier, picked up his second save for the Mariners against Oakland. That'll be Ryan Stanek's job going forward, as long as Andres Munoz is out of the closing role. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek ahead at Wednesday on the diamond. I mentioned earlier, we have 15 games. We have six early games, nine evening games. Your main DFS slate's a nine-game slate starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. Some pitchers I'm looking to target here. Dylan Cease at the Angels. The walks are getting in check, so that's a beautiful thing. Strikeouts are aplenty. Paul Skeens versus the Dodgers is always fun. If you need some value, though, Joey Estes versus the Seattle Mariners. Some bats I'm looking to on this one, the Detroit Tigers versus Jose Urania. Texas Rangers versus Kenta Maeda. The Yankees versus Paddock. Yankees continue to crush. Padres versus Jose Soriano. And the Cubbies versus Eric Fetty Whip is what I'm going to call him, so lots of fun there. Some things I'm looking forward to on the diamond on Wednesday. Schwellenbach for the Braves making his second start, going up against Nick Pivetta, who was outstanding his last time out against the Braves. This will be a fun one in Fenway. Aaron Ashby returning to the Brew Crew rotation, going up against Aaron Nola in Philly. That should be a doozy. Paul Skeens going up against the Dodgers. Jared Jones was amazing on Tuesday. Let's see if Skeens can back it up. Zach Eflin coming off the IL to take on Braxton Garrett. That should be a fun one down there in Miami. Then Logan Gilbert versus the A's. Gilbert has struggled over the last month, not getting a ton of strikeouts, kind of getting hit around a little bit. You got an A's team that strikes out a lot, but they're pesky, pesky at the plate. So I want to see what Gilbert can do in a matchup that he should dominate, the way George Kirby dominated on Tuesday night with 9Ks. Gilbert should be in that boat, but he has not done that yet and not done it in a while. So curious now on Gilbert versus Oakland. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Join the club, PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. Gets you in the amazing Discord. Gets you awesome tools like PLB Plus. Gets you the Weekend Fab Podcast by Nick Pollock. Projections and so much more when you're a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. You don't want to miss out because there's always more cool stuff coming down the pipeline at pitcherlist.com. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap a full Wednesday of action on the diamond and get you ready for Thursday. But for now, it's your First Pitch Podcast Wednesday, June 5th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.